The polls leading up to the 2016 presidential election were wrong, wrong, wrong. Pollsters were wrong. Reporters who cited those polls were wrong, on a scale that makes history. But how can that be in a time when there's so many avenues into the minds and hearts of Americans? Aren't polls these days supposed to be scientific? Don't pollsters earn lots of money on the assurance that they're accurate? Sean Trendy is senior elections analyst for Real Clear Politics. He joins us now from Columbus, Ohio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Why did so many polls go wrong?
Well, so I'm going to disagree with you a little bit that the polls were historically wrong. As a matter of fact, at Real Clear Politics, we had all the states as toss-ups that ended up being toss-ups, and we meant it that they could go either way. If you look at the national polls, our average said that Hillary Clinton would win by 3. It looks like she's going to win the popular vote by a point. Which means we had her a point too high and Donald Trump was a point too low. States like Pennsylvania, we had a two-point margin for Clinton, and Trump ended up winning by a point, which is, you know, within the normal sampling error of 2016. What people were wrong about was
Let me just point out, I mean, missing the winner is a big, I mean, you know, it's like if the Indians said after the World Series, but we scored more runs. The object is to win.
Well, there's nothing you can do in a close election. You're going to miss some of them. Polls come with error margins. If a race is really close, like the one-point race in Pennsylvania, you're just going to get polls that show Hillary Clinton ahead. That's just how the probability works.
But, of course, we had all these, there were all these polls that said there was a 90% chance or 80% chance that she would win.
Now, that's right, and that goes to the pundits, okay? And the pundits were terrible. I will 100% give you that because they were overconfident in what the polls were saying. Nate Silver's 538 gave Donald Trump a 1 in 3 chance of winning. Mm-hmm. And I think some people forgot that things with 1 in 3 chances of happening happen all the time.
Yeah. So you don't think there's much fixing to be done, or do you?
Well, I think there are some things that pollsters can fix. I think one thing they got wrong, the poll errors were correlated with the white working class share of the electorate. I think they didn't get a good handle on the white working class vote. Mm-hmm. So I think they're either getting too few white working class voters or they aren't getting a wide enough sample of them.
Why is it in this day and age when there are so many ways, I mean, you tweet something about bonsai, and the next time you log into Amazon Prime, you're pelted with bonsai offers. There's so many different ways, some of them a little spooky, that algorithms and corporations, and the Russian government for that matter, have about knowing about our deepest, innermost thoughts. Why can't pollsters and pundits approach it?
Well, again, I think the pollsters did okay, but for the pundits, you know, part of the problem was that you would be hard-pressed to find a pundit on the left that wasn't terrified of Donald Trump. So you got this groupthink going where everyone was looking at the polls and saying Donald Trump was going to lose because that's what most of them wanted.
Do you have any concern, Mr. Trendy, about the misuse of polls when people, myself included, sometimes don't understand the particular distinctions that ought to be made?
If I had one wish, it would be world peace or feed everyone. But if I had like 50 wishes, one of them would be for people to understand probabilities a little bit better. So polls are a good tool. They're never off. They're rarely off, I should say, by more than a couple points. And so if you have a bunch of polls showing Hillary Clinton up 10 points, she's ahead at that point. It's just once you get down to a 2 or 3 point race, these errors pop up all the time.
Sean Trendy of Real Clear Politics, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.